Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to a special edition of WWL Sports Talk, live from Rouse's Markets, 3711 Power Boulevard, out here in Metairie. Mike, to tell you, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, we have Luke Augustus making sure that everything is rolling good. And I know Coleman got out back in studio, and he makes sure that everything is running smooth. So stop by at Rouse's, one-stop shopping. You can have a fine selection of your favorite wine, beer, alcohol, and all the food you need for this weekend. Big series, LSU, Kentucky. Two wins here for the Tigers sends them to the College World Series and in Omaha. With us now, Doug Ames, the partner here. You're in partnership with Pat. You were his former agent?
Yes,
at
sir.
One time.
Yes, sir.
And also, you played for the Dodgers.
Well, he looks like a player. He looks like he still could play. I mean, you're in pretty good shape for an old man.
Compared to us, yes.
Thank you. That's a compliment. At 63 years old, that's a compliment.
Well, I'm going to be 63 in August. Maybe if I lose 50 more pounds, I'll be like you.
So. I'll help you out.
Well, it's just discipline. I mean, you know, you can work out and all that, but you know what it's like? It does matter. This is the number one advice I can give to anybody. Calories in, calories out. It doesn't matter what you put in your body, right?
Absolutely. That's why Avi Tequila, why Pat and I decided to come on. No preservatives. It's the healthiest tequila on the market today.
Whoa, that's a big statement. Now, no additives, no preservatives. You want something pure. It doesn't get any purer than this, than Ave. All right?
Ave Tequila. I want to thank Rausch's. They gave us a chance. Julie gave Pat and I the chance, and everybody that's been tasting it, drinking, absolutely loves it. So we're so thankful to the Rausch family to put us on, and we're looking for a long future with them.
Well, I can tell you what, the only thing that I could say is that I've tasted a couple of times, and it's smooth as silk. I don't know if you can – I don't know. Is that a term maybe you could use in promotions?
What it means smooth is it don't last long in the cup.
No, it's
with
smooth.
With you, it doesn't – I've watched. It doesn't last long at all.
It is smooth as silk. You don't have no afterburn. It's like – I'm not saying you're drinking water, but it's almost it's very smooth.
What we found out, people love sipping on it, but it's also it's great when you mix it with something you know with no sugar added as well. So, yeah, we're very happy. When I met Eddie and he was telling us about it 4 or 5 years ago, when he was in the process of his plantation in Jalisco, Mexico, I brought it down to Pat, and Pat says, "Oh, I haven't drank it, but he drank half a bottle." He's like, "Doug, this is
so." You're ratting him out now.
Hush, Pat.
But because it was so smooth.
He didn't get drunk. It was relaxing. He loved it. He loved it.
Yeah, because it's so smooth. Yeah, it's so smooth. That's the thing when you having company over or family or you had a tailgate. You want something that's smooth. You don't want something like, "God, I got to force myself to drink this." No, like I said, smooth as silk. If it's smooth, you want to, you know, partake of that. Because a great atmosphere, and when I saw also that no additives, and there's nothing that is like, because when you look at everything, look at in a market, what's mass produced, you look at the individual touch of the human being, and to me, that makes all the difference in the world.
Yep.
I mean, what y'all doing, like bottle to bottle.
And we're let everybody know that's listening that can't get here before we leave at 1 o'clock. Pat has signed about 100 bottles over there. So come to your local Roush's and pick up your own 56 Gold Avi Tequila Pat Swilling autograph bottle. So there will be at least 100 bottles here at the location.
Now, I have a question for you. What's the difference? Explain to me, like, because to me, anything clear, like even vodka, whatever, anything clear is something to me that is, like, it's always considered when something's brown or darker, like with sugar. So what is the difference
between
the difference between, like, a dark, a gold tequila versus, like, clear?
Couple of things. So when the tequila comes out straight, it's blanco, it's clear. When it's in a barrel, it gives it some color. But also, if they add additives, they can add some caramel additives and other additives that will also enhance the flavor, right?
Okay, yeah.
The flavor.
So now I understand but you know what? That's why I want it, like, clear, because sometimes when you add color, more calories. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Well, so when the tequila first comes out, it's distilled, it's very clear. So this is the purest form you can get the tequila.
That's what I want, pure.
Yeah. So it's straight from the plants to distillation to the bottle. Nothing added. It's
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So the plant is the only thing we use for the tequila, right? It's a Blue Weber agave plant. All we do is we take it out of the ground, which is our plants. We steam it, so then we shred it to get the juice. Then it goes into fermentation, distillation, and then it comes right out to us. Now, we're small batch, so we take the time to really, really make sure that the process is pure.
So when you how did you learn this process or the history of this process? Does it go back to the Aztecs or, you know, because there somebody had to start it.
It goes back to the Aztecs, and then it came when the Spaniards came into Mexico, and then they started distilling it a different way and so forth. And now we have tequila here. But yeah, it goes all the way back to the Aztecs. This was a plan.
You showed me a picture where they're unloading it. You know what it reminds me of? It's built a little differently. If you on the bayou grow these big cabbages,
yeah,
man, that sucker's bigger than any big cabbage you'll ever see.
But the thing is, on the bayou, though, when you look at on the bayou, because we grow sugarcane, what do you associate sugarcane with? Rum.
Rum.
Yeah. So you look at agave, so you look at tequila. The same thing, what do you associate vodka with? The potato. Yeah. So you look at, like, through the history, because I love history. No. I look at all mankind. And that's why I brought up, like, in Mexico and Central America, the whole culture. Because it's something when you mingle, like, let's experiment there. Yes. You even have, like, a priest. Yeah. Like the priests or the monks.
Yeah.
I mean, they can make a beverage. It's all about the fermentation and the process and the history of that.
Right, absolutely. So tequila is the only spirit in the world made with one natural ingredient. So when you're making vodka, you can make it out of potato and so forth, but you need to add sugar for fermentation to get the alcohol. Tequila is the only spirit in the world made with one natural ingredient. It's the plant that you were just mentioning, which is like
a giant. Learn something every day.
No, it's a big plant now. It's
giant aloe vera plant is what it looks
huge.
Like, right? It grows up to 10 feet. Once you cut off the leaves on it, it looks like a giant pineapple.
Wow.
And it's anywhere between 25 kilos to 100 kilos. So it's a giant pineapple.
Big.
Yeah. And that's the only thing you need to make tequila. That's the only thing. It's that pineapple. When it comes out from the ovens, from the steaming, and we use brick ovens to steam it, when it comes out of there, you can take a bite out of it. It tastes like honey because there's no sugar that you can fermentate
to make
alcohol.
Well, it's God's plant.
God's plant, yes.
Oh, yeah. We look at that. I mean,
that's why the Aztecs loved it. Yes.
Yeah. There's a few God's plants if it's natural, come on. So.
Yep.
One way or another. It's all medicine, as they say, right?
It's true.
Yeah. No, I tell you what, Pat's one of my favorite people in the world. Going back to the Dawn Patrol, you know, when you have a relationship with any player or individual and you could go on, you know, more than two decades, like three decades plus. You know, 30, 40 years and all. You remember and you embrace those relationships and you see the success. And I told Pat, boy, I'm so proud of him that he was a swimmer. He went swim this morning and, his lifestyle and all that and being a part of Ave right now with this tequila. I think I'm proud of him. I'm glad that he got with the right people.
Yes.
I don't even know y'all. But I know just talking to y'all today that y'all seem like good people. Like good people, and that you always want to be associated with good people, and that's how you're going to – you can't help but be successful
when that occurs. Okay, what was the very start? What was the very start of Diave?
Right now we're in the market. It's going on 5 weeks, okay?
Okay.
Mark, but it's been – the process has been going on now for close to 12 years, okay? And when I say 12 years, it's because of the planting. So a plant starts off it matures anywhere between 6 to 12 years. That's the plant, right? So once you get the plant, you take it off the ground and you fermentate it, you make the alcohol. So it's a long process. So that's one of the reasons why tequila is expensive.
There's only a few places that grow it, correct?
Correct. It can only be called tequila if it comes directly from Mexico bottled in there. Now, if it's not coming bottled from Mexico, it's a mixto, which is 50-50. You're not getting 100% blue.
Well, it's like the same thing. Yeah, you should hold on to that because we started. It's like champagne versus sparkling wine. Unless it's from Champagne, France,
you can't call it champagne.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing with tequila, right? Yes, absolutely. You got that right.
So when I met Eddie, almost 10 years ago now, Pat and I stay in contact all the time. We became friends after his career and my career. When he was telling me about it, I wanted to go and sign, I was looking for someone with Pat's personality, Pat is, and you know who he is. And so about 5 months ago, we came down, and he tried it, he tasted it, and he said, okay, bring Eddie in. And here we are 5 months later, thanks to Roush. And so that's how we started. We hope to be all in Louisiana with Pat.
Well, the whole Gulf Coast, Gulf South, because I'm telling you, the Houdat Nation, they know Pat Swilling. They know the whole Dawn Patrol all the way to Florida, Panhandle, Mobile, Alabama, the whole Gulf Coast, Gulf South. That's why I don't know how this could not be successful, because I'm telling you, obviously, you got to have a quality product,
what
Ave is, but then you also have the right promotions. And to be hooked up with Rouse's, I think it's a win-win.
It's
a slam dunk.
Absolutely. Yep. Pat.
It's a touchdown.
Pat really, in order for him to stand behind the product, it had to be a great product. And that's what we're shooting to be, number one. And Ave Tequila will be the king of tequilas here.
All right. Well, look, thanks for coming on. I'm glad to be a part of this. And
man, Eddie, we appreciate you giving us some insights, brother.
Yes.
It was great.
Absolutely.
Doug, could you hold on? We got to go to break, come back, and we talk a little bit about your career and Coastal Carolina. That's before most people knew who the hell Coastal Carolina was, right?
Correct. And we had been to the World Series before when we won the championship that no one knew about it.
But it seemed like they got great baseball facilities now, right?
We had always been good. Okay. We had always beaten Clemson.
But
Carolina.
They weren't a household name in baseball, but they are today.
We are today.
They are today. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870. Shop Rouse's Markets, the official supermarket of the Saints. We'll have Doug Ames on with us right after this break here on the Big 870.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to our special edition of WWL Sports Talk. We live from Rouse's Markets, 3711 Power Boulevard right here in Metairie. Mike Dettiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We got Luke taking care of us, Coleman in studio. And we have with us Doug Ames, who's in partnership with Pat, with Ave Tequila, also former agent, author, pitcher with Coastal Carolina, and then took off from there, also with the Dodgers. So tell us a little bit about your career, Coastal Carolina, and then going to the Dodgers.
Well, it was just like with Pat and Bobby and everybody else that's played, it was a great ride while we were doing it.
Bob always says the worst thing in the world when it's over with, that life ain't the same. It's just not. Life sucks after that,
paid. Yeah, the thing is, if you're playing a sport as a kid, then you get paid for it. Whether it's football, basketball, baseball, you think you hit the lottery. What? I'm getting paid to do this? So, yeah.
And everybody asked me, how did you get into doing this? Because I've done some movies and TV shows. I've done books. I've done a little bit of everything. And I didn't want to work for a living, number one.
Right,
and I didn't want to work 8 to 5. I didn't want somebody telling me what to do when I was always doing that. So I started doing my own thing, and here we are. And I'm still doing my own thing. I have some restaurants. I have an axe bar. We do all kind of things that we could. I do a lot of NASCAR deals still. So represent some of the guys on Fox still. So. I have some great friends. Chris Myers, I think, one of the guys
you guys know.
New Orleans was here for about 5 years.
Started New Orleans.
Chris is a good friend. And that's how I got into NASCAR. Chris, like, Doug, there's no agents in NASCAR. This was 25 years ago. He said, I'll introduce you to the drivers and the teams, because the owners would just pay the driver whatever, and he had no negotiation power. So I started doing deals with NASCAR. So it's involved. It's been great. It's been a lot of fun.
So how challenging it is right now, could you look at from decade to decade with NASCAR, you know, going forward, because it's about the numbers and viewership. So you look where NASCAR is at right now, for instance, Major League Baseball. How can we truly attract Gen Z or the future generations to want to watch baseball, you know, to speed up the game? So are you involved in any of those meetings, even with NASCAR, because the NFL is top dog. We all know that. And the NFL is king. So you look at all the other sports. There's a lot of competition for the fans and their dollar and how you're going to support it. So, like, you know, the future of NASCAR, I think, right now is challenging also going forward, because you don't want it just to be a regional-type sport. You want it more nationwide. We all know, like, North Carolina and, you know, going back to the bootleggers and all that in the Deep South.
Yep.
So NASCAR has always been part of that. But right now, you look at all the tracks, and obviously Fox being heavily involved with NASCAR, but you as much as anyone seem like would have an insight compared to what I know.
It's changed so much since Dale Earnhardt died. I mean, I'd give you an example. It used to cost $25 million to run a full season. Now it's down to about $4.5 million, $5 million. Funny story, Pat and I, we tried to bring a NASCAR track to New Orleans about 20 years ago. Him and I were behind it. We found the land, and they just – you said the good old boys. It is still
the good old boys.
They run the show. And these things, they don't want to go to the tracks. For a longest time, Bristol, Kevin Harvick's one of our clients. He had a suite there. Everybody wanted tickets.
Right.
You couldn't find them. Now you can – Bristol's half full. So the racetracks, I mean, the sport is really – they're starting to get back there. But, the sport is just – it's nowhere near what it used to be. So
– yeah, the one thing I think very similar, like I'm watching the NHL because it's the Stanley Cup. But I know, like, to witness – a hockey game live, if you close to the ice and you see the checking versus TV, and then, you know, to me, even a NASCAR event is so much better than watching it on TV. I can remember when Jerry Glanville, I'm playing with the Falcons, I'm out in Atlanta, and to come out to Talladega. And all of a sudden, I'm looking, I'm at Pit Row. I mean, that's when they had Ernie Irvin, Swervin' Irvin, and I'm over there and at the ESPN, and then I remember, I think he was driving for UPS, like Dale Jarrett.
Yep.
All of a sudden, we were in his motorhome before the race, like we're praying. And then I was like, whoa, this is a pretty unique experience. So to be able to do all that, what I experienced at Talladega, I said, to be at the racetrack and hear the roar, I mean, to me, that was on a different level. That you can't get that on TV.
When I was bringing it up to him, because of Chris Myers and him became friends about NASCAR, he had never watched a race, but when I brought him to Atlanta and put him in the pits,
okay,
it was a whole life change.
Amen.
I put him on a pit box with a headset. I think it might have been Kurt Busch at the time, one of our clients. No, it was J.J. Yaley. He was running for Gibbs at the time.
Okay.
I said, Pat, get up here, watch this, listen. He's like, let's bring a track to New Orleans. Let's bring a track down there. When you're inside and you're in there, it's a huge difference than it is just watching on TV. I mean, who's going to sit there? And I know you guys might like golf. I'm not sitting there for 3 hours watching somebody walk around and hit a golf ball.
No, I can tell you. No, I watch golf for 3 hours, but that's when I take a nap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you took a nap for 2 hours.
All of a sudden, you watch it, and then you kind of fall asleep. Then you wake up again. So, no, it's kind of the back. It's like a white noise. You know how you got background?
So, Bobby, if you sink a putt this far.
Yeah.
You're supposed to make it that far. Any of us could do it.
Yeah.
So that's the golf. And I don't, you know. But anyway, it was just too long. The races were too long for 4, 5, 6 hours in the 100 degrees.
Right. So now, you know, just talking with you all there, just when you look all your relationships, like what Jose Canseco, because that's one thing. You look through the decades and through the generations, Jose Canseco, if you casually even know baseball, that's a household name. I mean, considering where he was and what he achieved and the whole era. So just talk about that background.
And his combination with McGuire. Okay, him and Mark on the same team.
Yep.
And he sort of opened the book on which I think everybody knew steroids in baseball, but nobody wanted to say it. Mm-hmm. Jose said it.
Well, they wanted the long ball. I mean,
yeah, the
it brings excitement back.
Listen, back in the day, even on our clubhouse door, says no betting and no tobacco or drugs or whatever, but they never checked. I remember seeing in locker rooms the vials of steroids there. The clubhouse guys would give you steroids. I mean, they would give you the syringes. So anyway, when Jose wanted to do book juice, nobody believed him. So that's when he came to me, and Jose and I we've always been friends for 30-something years. His brother Ozzy, his twin, was my roommate. And he said, will you help me? I said, sure. He said, nobody believes me because it's me, Jose Canseco and whatever. So, yeah, I helped co-write a book, Juiced. And now I'm 225, but when I was playing, I was 170. These guys were coming back from spring training, 250, 10% body fat.
Yeah.
Like, guys, something's going on. Yeah. And they were hitting balls off of me. I was a pitcher. They were hitting balls off of me. Some of them are still going. So it just,
right.
I was like, how, what is happening here? And yeah, it was everywhere. in the players that I know that are doing them would shock you guys that never, you know.
Yeah, well,
but it wasn't my – like I told Jose, I said, I'll help you with the book, but I'm not telling on anybody. I'm not telling anybody.
Right.
There was only one little chapter in Juiced about steroids. And what, the rest was Jose's life and his story from swimming over at 16, having all of the surgeries and back, and that's how he started steroids.
But everybody wants to know about the steroids. You know,
that's they don't care about his
part
life.
Of it.
Yeah.
It's the juicy
good.
Part of it.
Juicy part of it, yep.
But even in the NFL, I can remember in the 90s, or I should say the 80s, and then they really started paying attention in the early 90s. But in the 80s, it was like be as strong as you could be. Because the guy you were blocking would be on steroids, and so you wanted I was like, and I started playing in 83. I go, well, if the guy is trying to knock the crap out of me is on steroids, well, don't I want the guy blocking for me to be the strongest he could be trying to stop him? So yep. They really didn't address that until the early 90s. So
Lyle Alzado and Mandarich.
Yeah.
To me, they were two poster boys yep. for it. Mandarich was unbelievable. He's still – is the highest-ranked offensive lineman I've done in 37 years of scouting.
Yeah, when he came out of Michigan State, you know, he's
eating nobody like, beat him.
He was eating 15,000 calories a day, and then he's all. Then when he got off, the same thing with Brian Bosworth.
Yeah.
About Brian Bosworth, yeah. And then all of a sudden, it was
they
like,
looked like they
the
put
Bos
a pin and, in him, and he shrunk.
But you know what? You're just keeping up with the Joneses, and you're trying to make it at that time.
And all of you kids and adults out there, do not do it. If you could see Jose today, that poor kid, steroids are terrible, terrible, terrible for you. He can't hardly walk. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm laying in bed. I can't really move much today.
Whoa.
Look what happened to Alzado.
Yeah, your body, you're doing terrible stuff to your body when you do it. So anyway, he used to try to.
But they're looking for short-term gain instead of long-term.
He called me redneck. He used to try to stick me all the time. I'm like, you're my favorite Martian, Jose. I would watch him do it, and two or three days after, I mean, you just – but don't do it. Kids, stay away from – all kind of drugs, but steroids are – you can't get the edge.
The only thing, as we go to the break, the only thing that the NFL especially, or I think professional sports leagues, you know, is the number one thing they figure they can always send you to a rehab if you're doing something that they don't want you doing, but they never want you gambling on a game. That's one thing because the games have to be on the up and up, you know, the fan base. Yep. That's not like championship wrestling. It can't be mindset that is fixed. And that's one thing will never change, that gambling, no gambling will always be the top banana as far as how the owners
the
are dealing with the players.
You touching their advertisement money. Okay? Those casinos and gambling sites, man, you messing with us now. So, hey, that stays
and
forever.
And how are they going to police
that? No rehab for that one. Doug, thanks so much
for
joining us.
Thanks
for
having us.
We really appreciate it.
Roush, thank you for having us.
WWL, always shop Rouse's Markets, the official supermarket of the Saints. Doug, again, thanks so much. We appreciate it. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to our special edition of WWL Sports Talk, live from Rouse's Markets, 3711 Power Boulevard. Mike Dottiglio, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, will be here till 1:30. Rouse's Markets, hey, it's you can do all your shopping, have all, everything you're looking for, food, beverages, wine, beer, liquor, right here, along with everything you need for the weekend, is at Rouse's Markets.
Well, Mike, could I? We have somebody
on
the line?
Yeah, we do have somebody.
Man, I still haven't talked about Golden Spikes Award. I've been waiting to talk about this for an hour. Okay, go ahead. Who we have on now?
We got on with this Coach Rod, Coach Don Rodriguez from the Louisiana Line Camp. Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
Talk about self-promotion, Mike. Come on.
I can't. Well, I woke up this morning, I got a note from Randy Bro, who's in charge. And so I'll let you take it from here. But there is no more online registration for Louisiana Line Camp, which is a good thing. Means, man, you guys have got it done. But kind of give a little bit of caveat to some of the other things involved with that.
Well, we had to shut down the online because now we can control. We still have a few spots left. But a phone call, I had one from Calvary Baptist, one from Catholic High, while I'm on the phone waiting on y'all. And Randy's getting some, I'm getting some. And we've got a few spots left, but we can control it since the online is off. It's offline, I could say. So,
okay, now, but Coach, what you don't want is to have 25 people kind of trying to trail in at one spot and you'd have to leave them out. So basically, they would have to get in touch with you to try to get a spot, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
And go to LouisianaLineCamp.com, and it's our website. You can get my phone number, Randy's phone number, our email, and email us, and we'll get back to you and let you tell us your high school and how many campers you think, if your son, cousin. And if they like Catholic High, I know I got 35 Catholic High. We can try to get you in with your teammates, but I'm not promising that. Because what we have left of them is five different dorms. And we have a room here and a room there. So it might not be with that teammate now. We're waiting so long.
Well, Coach Rod, since this camp has grown unbelievable, that I'm going to hold your feet to the fire, Coach Pete Jenkins and Mike Dottiglio. Damn, we should always have outstanding linemen coming out of this camp.
Hey, we trying, Hebert.
And right here in our backyard.
We trying, Hebert.
When you look, you look at the Manning Passing Academy. Now you look at the linemen, Mike. Hello, what better exposure than to have this right here in your backyard, right?
Yeah,
come on.
Because I did the numbers for Archie last year. 23 of the 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL, they went to Manning. So, hey, Coach.
Well, if you could get the lineman like that, Mike?
If we get the lineman like that, Coach, we in pretty good business. But we understand, too, a lot of the linemen go to these individual, if it's an LSU camp, a Colorado camp, or Texas camp, but to get over 600 kids, and mostly from the state of Louisiana, it helps them in their ability
develop them and for their high school team,
for their high school team, and maybe to a college level.
So basically, the mission of the camp is to take a high school football player with no stars. You know, we don't cater to the 5-star, 3-star, 4-star. If you're a 5-star or no star, you're going to get coached the same way. Not taking a picture, but there's no head coach. There's no publications or anything that, you know, you're not going swimming. Nobody's giving you pizza. But the third thing about it, we're going to take you as a high school football player. We're going to train you in the techniques needed to be the best you can be. You know, you might be a backup, but you're going to be better. When you leave here, you're going to be better than when you came in, if you go through it. I'm going to throw some numbers at you, Mike and Bobby. Our camp, we're going to be 600 plus, 50 coaches. We're going to have 20 guest coaches that we put up and feed and sleep. They sleep, and they are with the coaches, the NFL coaches. We've got to have Famer. All right. So we're gonna have over 600 with 50 coaches. The man is gonna come in with 1,200 and 200 coaches and 40 or 45 of the top quarterbacks in the nation. All right. And then on July 21st, Dr. Elias is also LA Pro Combine Camp. We're going to have over 400 with 40 coaches. So the city of Thibodaux.
And it's all right here in Thibodaux?
All in Thibodaux.
Whoa,
and within
awesome.
A month.
That's awesome.
Think of that. That's unbelievable
camps.
To have.
2,300 camps on the Nichols
Whoa.
Campus.
2,300.
And over 200 coaches. You know, now, that's not talking about the trainers. When you try to hydrate 600 campers plus 50 coaches, how much ice and water is? The Nichols training staff, they hire, Thibodaux Regional hires high school students. There is no time during the camp a player cannot have a drink of water. While he's in his drill, as long as he's attacking the pass, he's not drinking. When he's standing in line, he can have a drink of water. With all the heat, humidity, those guys at Thibodaux Regional and
they do a fabulous job, Coach.
Staff,
really do.
Brian Trahan and Tyler Trahan, both South Terrebonne graduates, they do a fabulous job. They take care of all that number with our camp. They turn it over to less than a week, they have the Manning camp, and it's all handled by the Nichols training staff at Thibodaux Regional.
Coach, just think of this. Bob and I, we had the OTAs Tuesday, and Coach Allen's coming up to talk, and Mike Parrington walks past me, and we start talking. He was like, hey, he said, man, I heard Pete Jenkins on the other night. He said, guess what? I went to two of his camps. Mike Parrington is the director of player personnel, NFL-wise, for the Saints today. He's from Thibodaux, went to E.D. White. And he was talking about his experiences at the Louisiana Line camp.
Yes. And I've got to give a shout-out to Nichols State University for doing what they can do to open their arms for the line camp. They have a guy in charge of housing, Alex Cord, and has a young lady, her name is Liz McCurry, that's in charge of all the camps. Without those two people, it is hard to manipulate all the stuff. You know, we have five dorms, we have the cafeteria, we have the grounds and all that stuff. But those two people are champions on the Nichols. They spread so much public relations throughout the campus, throughout the camp, that it leaves Thibodaux and it goes to all parts of the state. And hats off to Dr. Kloon, Tim Rebo, JT, for allowing us to come here and do all this.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon, and we have a special four-hour remote at the Louisiana Line Camp, not this coming Monday, but the following Monday, and we'll bring that all to the listeners out with WWL. And I'll see you well before then, but thanks for coming on this afternoon.
Thank you, Mike and Bobby. Appreciate it.
All righty, we'll be back on WWL. Always shop Rouse's Markets, the official supermarket of the
And
Saints.
We will talk about the Golden Spikes Award.
Finally, we get to talk about the Golden Spikes Award right after this break. All right, we're finishing up in the 12 o'clock hour here. Sports Talk, a special edition live from Rouse's Markets, 3711 Power Boulevard here in Metairie. Mike Dettelier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and special awards, Dick Hauser, Golden Spikes Award. We'll talk a lot more about it
at 110. And talk about that at 110. And you know what else I got to talk about? Because these are for the old folks, the old guys. How about Djokovic kicking Alcaraz's behind in the French Open?
Man.
I got to talk about that because whenever the old folks overtake a youngster, listen, Alcaraz is 20, Djokovic is 36.
Djokovic ran him off the court.
Guess who was cramping up? The 20-year-old, not the 36-year-old. About that. I got to talk about that. Come on, hello. The old man whipping the young guy.
Experience on how to win.
Yeah.
Figuring out a way to win. We'll be back with more of our special edition of Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Always shop Rouse's Markets, the official supermarket of the Saints. We'll be right back right after this news break on the Big 870.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.